Keeping your nose clean, the metaphorical use of clean. In my last post, I wrote about metaphorical uses of the word dirty, and today I'm going to look at the word clean. It's an interesting fact that we tend to have more words and phrases for bad or unpleasant things than good or pleasant ones. However, there are still several metaphorical uses of clean that are well worth learning. Firstly, in sport, clean can mean fair and without cheating. A clean fight is a physical fight or other contest that is conducted fairly. For example, it was a clean game and both sides played well. They promised that the election would be a clean fight. Clean is also used in phrases connected to telling the truth and not lying. For example, if you come clean or make a clean breast of something, you tell the truth about something, especially something you've been lying about or keeping secret. For example, he eventually came clean about his gambling. Instead of covering up their mistake, they decided to make a clean breast of it. We often use clean in phrases to do with not acting illegally. For example, if you have a clean police record, you have not been convicted of any crimes. Similarly, if you have a clean driving license, you have not been caught breaking driving laws. For example, do you need a clean police record to become a lawyer? For this job, you need access to a vehicle and a clean driving license. If you say that someone's hands are clean, you mean that they're not involved in anything bad or illegal. More informally, the phrase keep your nose clean is used to talk about avoiding trouble of any kind. For example, she didn't deny the scandal but insisted that the president's hands were clean. If you work hard and keep your nose clean, you'll do well in this job. We also use the word clean to talk about morally acceptable behaviour. For instance, clean living is a healthy and moral way of life. We also use the adjective clean living to describe people who live this way. We could describe an activity as good, clean fun, while someone or something that's squeaky clean is extremely honest and moral. For example, she was a model of clean living and never smoked or drank. He was a hard-working, clean-living guy who'd never been involved with the police before. The camp provides a week of good, clean fun with plenty of family-friendly activities. I don't believe her husband's as squeaky clean as he claims to be. I hope you find these phrases useful. Do you use the concepts of dirt and cleanliness in the same way in your language?